Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Hello, hello, good evening. Welcome to Wild Wednesdays on Access to a Rising Artist Show. And this is your host, Tracy Chantel. And right now, usually my co-host, Trish, would be joining me, but she may be coming in later on during the show. If not, hey, I can take y'all where y'all need to go on the show today, because we're going to have a good time today. We're going to have an enjoyable evening here on the show. And as everyone knows, before I even get to the show, coming up Labor Day is Labor Day weekend. And as y'all know, officially, summertime is coming to an end. But not for me, though. However, you know, the weather here in New York City says differently, and it's still hot. And that's what I'll be bringing to you this evening. Some of the hottest rising artists from across the globe, all right? That's right. We're going to be wooing you with some hot new music here on the Access to a Rising Artist Show. And what we are a platform here for a rising artist to shine. And what we like to do is grant our listening audience the access into our Access to a Rising Artist vault. And I'll explain that to you later on during the show as well. And out of that vault comes some hot independent recording artists, as I mentioned, with some hot music. And our music genres ranges from R&B, pop, to rock, to hip-hop, to gospel, to reggae, jazz. Name it, we play it. If it sounds good, if that artist is on their grind, you're going to hear it here on the Access to a Rising Artist Show, okay? Because that's how we do here. Now, for all you rising artists out there on your grind, and before I get into, you know, further into the show, first, let me say, if you have some music out there that you would like to submit to the show, please go and visit our website at accesstohorizonartists.com. All right, and throughout the show, also I'll be providing for you our contact information, the website URL, you know, throughout the show. So if you didn't hear it now, I'll be mentioning it to you again. Okay, so submit your music for review and consideration to get airplay here on the Access to Rising Artists Show. All right, and also when you visit our website, which just been updated, renovated by me, myself, Tracy Chantel. That's right, y'all. We have a host of opportunities and other platforms for you to be part of, as well as other exciting news. All right? So, again, we will be providing all our contact information throughout the show for your rising artists out there who want to submit your music. All right? Now, today, I'm very excited because today we are bringing back, and it's bringing back by popular demand, the soulful jazz songstress, Kenya. That's right, y'all. Our listening audience, as well as us, enjoyed her so much. We had her here on the show last year. That's right. She graced us our platform back in September. I'm pretty sure that's what, almost a year ago. Wow. One year ago. That's right. And we had to have her back again to talk to her about her new projects. The woman is phenomenal. Her voice, her song, she's doing her thing. And I'm definitely a big fan of hers. So I look forward to speaking with her throughout the show. So I want y'all to stay with me throughout the show and as we talk and chat with Kenya. And perhaps I could bring in some listeners this evening, you know, to ask questions, comments, et cetera, et cetera. All right? So right now, being that my co-host is not here, you know, to work with me, to make things happen like how we usually do, I'm going to keep it moving. And, hey, I'm going to give you a good show. How about that? So right now, now, y'all heard me mention on top of the show, the Access to Rising Artist Vault. Well, that was the sound. That's what you heard right there. That was the sound of the our vote. That's right. That's when we're taking you inside the vote. And when you hear that sound opening of the vote, then you, what that means throughout the show is that it's time for some good things to be released. All right? That's right. And we'll be talking to you inside the vote. We'll be listening to some of the hottest music, as I mentioned, always giving our listening audience, that's right, some refreshing new sounds for them to hear and that needs to be released, heard, and enjoyed. Okay? And not only will we be releasing hot music, but inside we also, so most of the time, we bring out valuable resources, tools that will be released for you as well. And on some occasion, we'll bring out a surprise guest. We had a couple of times surprise guests come out that vote, okay, and join us here on the show as well to share their artistic journey as well in the world of entertainment that will inspire, inform, and motivate you as a growing Horizon artist as well. So anytime you hear one of our special guests here on the show, you know, make sure you have a notepad down. Be ready to jot down some notes, okay, and apply it towards you building and enhancing your own music career. All right? And sometimes, you know, our special guests not only cater to the music world, but we have other guests that come on the show as well for our other listeners who are not into music that just like to tune in and listen to our show. We have other special guests joining us here on the show to where they provide empowering messages, information for you as well to, you know, bring about some positive changes in your life. So that's a good thing, okay? So that's what we're doing. I'm going to give you I have a whole lot coming out my mouth today, a lot of talking in the beginning of the show, because I just want to make sure I get the information out there. That's all. I just want to make sure we get the information out there correctly, and I want you to have all the contact information so you can submit your music as a rising artist as well. And right now, as I mentioned, now there's times, okay, our listening audience don't always agree with us. That's Trish and I, my co-host. We may think some music is hot. Now, there's time when y'all don't think it's not, and our listening audience are the ones we aim to please. So that's why we want you to know that this is your show as well as ours, and you, too, will be acting as our co-host as well by voting. And what that means, you'll be voting on the evening featured songs to Let It Ride or Pass It By. That's right. Your vote will decide the Access to a Rising Artist Let It Ride song for the week. Now, you can cast your vote three different ways. You can call in 718-766-4864. You can go to the chat line, but right now we're not on chat. We don't have it open at the moment, but usually we're in the chat room online. And when we do, you can usually go to blogtalkradio.com/the Access to a Rising Artist's show. But the most of you always submit your votes, that is by email. And again, you'll send it to accesstoarisingartists@gmail.com. And once again, the artists that receive the most Let It Ride votes will be profiled on our website as the artist with the wow factor featuring a song for 1 week. We're over 1,000 of visitors visit us daily on our website, okay? And y'all will definitely, those who have voted with a wow factor, be receiving worldwide recognition and exposure, okay? Because there are times when artists who've been featured on our website, other resources, other people, you know, got in contact with us that wanted to get in contact with them. Okay, so my platform usually opens up a lot of doors for artists who come across it. So it's a huge thing, okay, to be featured. So, again, you're going to be acting as our co-host as well and voting on all the featured songs this evening, to Let It Ride or Pass It By. And I'll provide all the other contact information if you didn't get it. But it's very easy. Access to arisingartists.com. Access to arisingartists@gmail.com. All right? Now, I have to take a breather, and while I do that, we're going to go on a little brief commercial break, and I'll be right back with you. How about that?
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotions get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
All right, Joe, welcome back. And you're listening to the Access to Rise Artist Show. This is your host, Tracy Chantel. And right now, what I'm going to do for you, let you hear last week's artist with the Wow Factor, who received the most live votes. And he go by the name Big Floyd. All right. Okay. Now we got to give a hand. I just love applauding those who are doing their thing out there. So let's give a hand for Big Floyd out there. Yes, yes, indeed. That's right, y'all. All right, so what I'm going to do is give another spin. I'm going to give another spin so all our new tuned-in listeners can hear the song that received the most Let It Ride votes last week. And the song title is, okay, y'all ready for this one? Swagalicious. y'all was feeling that, huh, last week? Swagalicious? Well, let y'all hear what our co-host listeners voted.
Swagalicious, swagalicious, I'm Mr. Swagalicious, Hey man, I've been out here, I've been had big things, platinum watch, black diamonds on my chain, riding big whips, ain't never been a thing, I got undoubtable swag, and I'm letting them hang, let them hang when I do my thing, rolling in the range, shots from the back for the jack, bang, bang, you never saw it coming, you better start running, but back to this swagalicious funky drummer drumming. Never leave the crib without a crispy white car. Used to call your cutie just to break my heart. Radio play and you say it ain't fair. Mug all you want, I ain't easily scared. Haters gon' hate till the end of time. And I say big face, how I'm keeping mine. Speaking big face, I mean them new big faces. Make them rain in them places with the poles and the stages. I'm Mr. Swagalicious. Some of this is fictitious. Or maybe just my wishes. But I'm still swagalicious. Cars and clothes, swagalicious. Chrome 24s, swagalicious. Got lots of ice, swagalicious. But it's not my life, swagalicious. I don't mean to brag, but check out my swag. I come up out the mall with 50 bags. My daughter's birthday, I bought a brand new jack. She's spoiled rotten, just like her dad. She's rotten to the core, got a lot, but I want more. On my way to cater, buy out the whole store. When in the 8-hit Linux, I shut down the top floor. Spinning is the trend, and it's beginning to be a chore. Just bought a brand new Hummer last summer. Big boss in bold letters are the words on the bumper. I'm blowing this money like Dumb and Dumber. When I'm out with the wifey, don't slide me your number. Four blocks and blocks, them girls flock and flocks. Trying to get a little piece of what I got. But if you try to sneak a creep, you peep a little red dot. I threw an all-white party on a tall white yacht. I'm Mr. Yeah. Swagalicious. Some of this is fictitious. Or maybe just my wishes. But I'm still swagalicious. Cars and clothes, swagalicious. Chrome 24s, swagalicious. Got lots of ice, swagalicious. But it's not my life, swagalicious. You see your balls with the ballers and the big shot callers. NBA, NFL, doctors, lawyers. All my bank stacks went from small to tallest. That thing on my bank ain't right, please believe, flawless. Like the Queen Beyonce. The road to success, I'm on it every day. But on the real, I wanna chill out on that water. House with the spouse, the prince and my daughters. Cause the hospital bed really made me think. Now I'm back from the dead, I don't smoke, don't drink. Don't knock what you do, just don't and do you. Spending what time, I don't know about you. Beverly Hills, hey, say what it do. I know my hood gone, but I still claim it true. If you hate on Cadillac, man, you're sick like the flu. I be rocking Air J11s, Carolina Blue. I'm Mr. Yeah. Swagalicious. Some of this is fictitious. Or maybe just my wishes. But I'm still swagalicious. Cars and clothes. shows, swagalicious. Chrome 24s, swagalicious. Got lots of ice, swagalicious. But it's not my life, swagalicious. I'm Mr. Swagalicious. Some of this is fictitious, or maybe just my wishes. But I'm still swagalicious. Cars and clothes, swagalicious. Chrome 24s, swagalicious. Got lots of ice, swagalicious. But it's not my life, swagalicious.
All right, y'all. That was the Let It Ride song. That was Y'all Votes by our listener audience, Swagalicious by a rising artist, Big Ford. And now you want to check them out and do other, see all the faces behind the voices, go visit our website at accesstorisingartists.com. All right. Now, as I mentioned on top of the show, we have a special guest that's coming back with us today, an encore appearance. By our Sandra Kenya. I'm going to bring it in a few minutes. However, I just want to mention we will be starting back up again our Salute a Youth segment, to where we feature youth ages 5 to 18 years old, and they're nominated by some their parents, guardian, friends, neighbors. If they know youth out there who's doing their thing, ages 5 to 18 who are doing good in their lives, okay? And it could be in education, entertainment, or just something, or doing a good deed where they're just a good person, and they just need to be given that recognition for what they do so they can continue to do it throughout their life as well. So we all need to support our youth out there. So for all y'all who don't know, and I need who didn't hear it last time when we was doing it, I would like to invite you to go to our website and go to the Salute a Youth page and check out all of our past candidates that was nominated and received salute here on the Access to Rise on the show. And also leave them inspiring messages, because they do go and check to see if people just say, hey, good job, okay? That's all. Come on, we got to do our job here. You know, as they used to say back in the day, to take a village to raise a child, and we all need to start chipping in together, one, doing it together as one, okay? So I just wanted to throw that out there right now. And right now, I'm going to get to my guest for the evening. I think we can make it happen. My co-host haven't joined me yet, so I'm going to keep it moving. Can't stop no show here, all right? Okay, I think we know what time that is. It's time for something good to be released out of that vault. And right now, we're going to bring to you Chicago's own soulful jazz song, just herself. Kenya, are you in the house?
I am.
Hello.
I'm
so fine. Oh, welcome back. I'm glad to have you back on our platform. How you doing? I see you still doing your thing. As I was telling my listener audience, you know, we had you here on our platform last year, exactly 1 year ago. You know that?
Oh my gosh! Has it been exactly a year? Wow!
Yes, one year ago, in September 2014. That's right. You graced us here on the platform back in September 2014. That's right. It was such a pleasure to talk with you, and even more, it was a pleasure to be wild about your music as well. You know?
Wow! So, I can't believe the time is like flying. That's crazy.
Yes, it did. And you are doing your thing. I see you getting more popular throughout the state. I see you're also doing your thing out there. You're wooing them out there in the UK, United Kingdom. You're doing your thing out there. Okay. That's right.
Yeah,
see, I'm a big fan
happened.
Of yours.
Thank you.
That's right. For y'all listeners out there, if y'all don't know, this is Kenya. She's Chicago-based recorded artist out there. And, hey, she's out there now. Right now, you're promoting your debut album, My Own Skin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be playing actually a couple of selections here this evening, and especially the one you out there. I'm going to let you talk about it first, you know. So right now, again, I already let them know you're out of Chicago. So tell me a little about your project, what you're doing now, what you've been doing.
Wow. So, yeah, now that you put it in perspective for me, I'm like, God, it's been a year. Yeah, well, I think when I first talked to you, we had released our first single from the album.
Yes.
And we were just getting things moving. And so a year later, we finally are able to release the album here in the U.S. It was released in Europe by Expansion Records back in March. And that's what's kind of created that UK buzz. And I don't even,
wow.
it's still buzzing, and not just in the UK. I mean, it's doing some nice things all over Europe. So,
great.
So we took our time to get it released here because we didn't want the release to be too close to the European release. And so, yeah, it's really the same music. There's a couple of changes for the U.S. album. We try to make it just a little bit more intriguing. So there's more tracks on the U.S. version of the album, and
okay.
The packaging is different. And so we just gave it a little bit more just because this is home. But I released it last Friday, August 28th, and it has done very, very nicely this first week.
I'm sure it
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
yes, I heard
really
some
good
of the
feedback.
Cuts. Beautiful.
Thank
yes,
you.
Beautiful.
Thank
so,
you.
I really enjoy your sound, your style. You definitely have your own signature voice. And that's what I
yeah.
like about an artist. You know, that's what really, you know, gets my attention when an artist has their own signature voice and not trying
mm-hmm.
to sound like anyone else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely have yours. And the type of music, how would you categorize, or do you categorize your music?
Yeah, I it's kind of funny now. We've coined it as soul jazz-kissed music. So it's like
okay.
a soul music with a touch of jazz.
All right.
But I definitely try to, you know, to merge the two types of music. It's mostly soul music, you know, but I did a lot of jazz in my training growing up, and so I can't leave that entirely. So we have some jazz moments, and particularly in the smooth jazz kind of, and that kind of space, not your standard jazz per se, but
right.
yeah.
Okay. Because
yeah.
it definitely has a jazz touch, that's for sure. And I know last year when you were on the show, I think the single you was promoting was I Can't Help It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had two singles. I Can't Help It. It's almost like the Energizer Bunny or something, because it's been going and going. I actually we did the Can't Help It remix. I did that single in 2013. That was before I even came up with the album or even the idea
wow.
of doing the album, and that was kind of my way of feeling out whether or not I was going to go ahead and pursue an album. And it has just done, obviously it's a classic song. I mean, it's a Michael Jackson song. It was written by Stevie
right.
Wonder and Suzy Green. So it definitely, you know, it's been around for years and years. And so I'm just so thankful that our arrangement is still really speaking, you know, to audiences all over,
yes.
literally all over the world. So,
yes.
yeah. So it's on
yeah,
the album for sure.
Yeah, yes, okay, because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the video. I thought it was such a, it wasn't too much. It's just a beautiful video. You and,
Malik Yoba.
Malik
Yoba, yeah.
In the video. You know,
yeah.
I remember very nice, you know, classy video, you know.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Yes. You know what? So right now, before we go any further, how about I'm going to let my listeners hear that version, your version of I Can't Help It, when you was here on
okay.
the show last year, before we get to your other one that you're promoting now. How about that?
Perfect.
All right,
perfect.
Y'all. Okay, y'all. This is
okay.
Tracy Chantel. You're listening to the Access to Rising Artists show, and here joining me this evening, the Rising Artist star herself, Kenya. And right now, we're going to hear a first selection from her album, I Can't Help It.
Took me by surprise. I can't help.
right, y'all. That was I Can't Help It by Kenya. Beautiful version. Yes, indeed. Y'all.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice, Kenya. As
Thank
always.
You
have the nice, smooth, you know, yeah, I like your smooth style. Yes, indeed. You're nice, like you said. You
it's
know,
not Swagalicious. I heard Swagalicious. I don't know. It's a little different than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very different. You got a little, you have a little swag. You have a little smoothness. Okay.
There we go. I got smooth swag. There we go. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely two different worlds. Yes, indeed. Well, y'all listeners who just tuned in, y'all listening to the Access Rise on the show, and we're talking with right now the soul. Old smooth jazz songstress herself, Kenya. That's right, y'all. And no, let me correct it. The jazz kiss soul style.
Ah, there
okay,
we go.
That's
jazz kiss.
That's the
yeah.
thing. All right. Let me get back to talking with you. Now, Kenya, before we get to your other selection, which you're promoting off your album, debut album at the moment, My Own Skin. I want to talk to you more about you, about Kenya. I saw that you was featured in Essence magazine, E! Magazine.
Yeah, I was on Essence.com. Yep.
Yes,
I have
indeed.
The, yeah, I had an insane, beautiful opportunity to
I
actually
saw.
Write. Yeah, I wrote
okay.
a blog. Wrote an article blog that was featured, and they released it on Mother's Day, so it was really special. I felt really honored,
nice.
You know, for them to release it on that day, given I'm a mom, and, you know, it's a women's
right.
magazine.
Yeah,
and,
that was
yeah.
awesome. Because you're talking about
yeah.
how you switched. Actually, music wasn't your first, how you say, desire or how it was be your goal or dream.
Yeah.
It was medicine.
Well, you
was
know
medicine.
What? Yeah, it was healthcare. I grew up doing a ton of music, you know, studied and trained music. And I don't know, for whatever reason, in my young mind, I just never thought that that would be a career. I thought, you know, oh, this is what I do. And, you know, it became very natural. And it's like, this is my hobby or whatever. But when I go to college, I got to get serious. So I
right.
thought, you
okay.
know, my 17-year-old brain said, okay, you got to get a real job. So, yeah, I ended up getting a degree in physical therapy and became a licensed physical therapist. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay,
yeah,
but just something was earning. Something was just tearing at you inside, huh?
Yep,
sometimes
absolutely.
We just know when something's just not right. We just like, is there something more to life? There's something
oh,
more to life.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I always knew kind of, you know, I, even when I was studying physical therapy, I knew it was like, you know, maybe I should be switching and just become an arts major. You know, I went to Howard University, and Howard has a really strong fine arts program. And I thought, you know, I had a lot of friends who were in fine arts, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should just switch gears and just totally go against, you know, what I'm thinking and be an artist. But I wasn't brave mm-hmm. enough then. But I could definitely feel that it was missing as I started working.
Oh, yeah, because. And there you go. And see, and usually when something's meant to be, it will be. Like you said, you feel back then, you know, it wasn't a good thing to jump from here to there, but eventually, you know.
And it actually,
all
you
know,
it, I was going to say it was a blessing in disguise because,
yeah.
you know, being able to at least have my career in physical therapy, it gave me, it taught me so much. And so while, you know, I'm not treating patients now, but my work ethic and discipline and, you know, compassion and,
right.
you know, all of that, that all translates right into being an artist. So
right.
it actually works itself out. And then I was able, you know, to financially take care of myself. So I was able
right.
to, you know,
that
save
was
money.
More,
and
most importantly, yes.
Yeah.
Most importantly, because
yeah.
I had an artist, a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago. And actually we were speaking about that. Saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes, you know, people got to get themselves grounded in another job or career or whatever. That way, you know, not saying to give up your dream, but you also
right.
need something to fall back. And like you said, it helped, you know, to where, you know, it made you, you know, get yourself ready for the business world as well.
Right.
And also
exactly.
you had the finance to do what you want to do, you know. people got to learn. You know, there's artists out there think they just go out there. You know, you have to get all of that other stuff going on first within you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have things, be ready, you know, to make it happen for yourself instead of depending on others to do it for you.
Right.
You know, smarter way and more ways to do and have your business handled the correct way. So, said that to say all this. So, we're so glad that you chose the music journey.
I am too. No, I mean, and it's tough. I mean, right now, like you had mentioned, it's been a year since we talked, and definitely I think the visibility, you know, I think it's becoming more visible, and I'm getting an opportunity to do, you know, a lot more, you know, music things, whether it be press or shows or whatever. But it's I tell people all the time, it's still not Hollywood. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's still a lot of work, and you know, it's important to have a really strong, you know, work ethic and to really believe in yourself. So. It's a lot.
That's the key right there, to believe in yourself. And if you want others to believe in you, you have to be happy with what you're doing, period.
Absolutely.
And enjoying
it.
Yes. All right. Right now, I'm going to see if I can bring in some callers, Kenya, before we get to the main selection. Let's see. I'm going to pick up area code 302. Good evening. Welcome to the Access to the Noise Show. Anyone there? Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Area 302.
She said hi. Hello.
Hi.
Who's calling?
This is Kim in Delaware.
Oh, hi, Kim. How are you? Wow, we got Delaware in the house.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us this evening with our special guest, Kenya. You'd like to say hi, ask a question, just make a comment?
Hi, Kenya. I love your song. It was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Oh, thank
you.
Any
questions? Did she have questions? Oh, okay.
Well, I guess she just wanted to make a comment since she enjoyed the music. Well, that's all good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you, Kim. We're glad we got Delaware in the house, that's for sure. We appreciate it.
I was just in Delaware, too. Kim, if she's still listening,
nice.
I was in Delaware about a month and a half ago at Bethany Beach. I got to go back, too. It was fantastic.
Uh-oh.
So
okay.
Really good.
Well, you heard that, Kim. Maybe in your town soon.
Yeah, definitely in the summertime. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Kim, for calling in. I'm going to go to area code 202. Let's see if they want to call, talk, ask a question. Welcome to the Access to Rising Artist Show, area code 202. Are you on the line? Hello? Area code 202? All right, maybe they don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah, that's Washington, D.C. That's like my second home, so.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, let me see if I can get someone else on the line. Area code 706? Hello? Area code 706?
Hi, this is Trish.
Oh.
Hi, Trish. Hello.
Hi, Trish. Hi, Kenya.
Yes, that's Kenya.
Kenya, I'm so sorry, but Tracy Chantel has me working the field again. I'm listening in, and I'm doing some interviews out in the street. So I have somebody that want to holler and say something. This is Barbara, and I'm in Jamaica, Queens. Hold on.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. In Queens. All right. Okay.
Hi. Hi, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Oh, thank you.
How long you been singing?
Woo, too long. You know what? I started singing when I was like 8 years old. So
wow. You sound real
time.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Real
good. I'm enjoying
it. Thank you. Good. You know, I'm not going to be too far from you next Saturday. I'll be in Montclair, New Jersey performing.
Oh,
so you might have to come out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we will do that.
Yeah, you have to come to my website, and a few weeks, I'm sure we'll announce the website, KenyaMJMusic.com, but I'll be at a place called the Dinker House right in Montclair, which is, you know, it's nice, just outside of Manhattan, so.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, sure.
And
thing.
Thank you,
thank
Barbara,
you
for joining us on the Access to Rising Artists show, and Trish, you out there doing your thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
You need to come with
thank
some
you.
More
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Nice.
Bye.
Kenya.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Kenya. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Yeah, I really enjoyed the song. I really did. It was really nice.
I was telling her it's been 1 year.
I can't believe it's been 1 year. Like, I'm still a little bit floored about that. But, yeah,
That sounds right.
Okay.
So, I went back. You know?
It's been an interesting year. I mean, it's been a fantastic year. It really has.
That's great. Well, we see that because, you know, we follow you, you know, and always see you do your thing out there. You know, like I said, I saw all the other interviews. I also saw that you did something with the Black Lives Matter movement.
I have a song on the album called Brown Soul that I wrote, you know, dedicated to Trayvon Martin and pretty much any, you know, all of the, unfortunately, several young Black men who, you know, died, you know, unnecessarily to violence. And it's interesting. I wrote that song way before we started talking about Black Lives Matter. I mean, I wrote it literally right when Trayvon, when they were doing the case. When George Zimmerman was on trial, that's when I wrote it, because I was so frustrated watching that trial. I was very frustrated watching that trial, and was like, I gotta say something about this, because we're not hearing his story. You know, we're not hearing Trayvon's story. So I just wanted, that's what that song talks more about. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And then
great.
All this other stuff happened, so then we started, you know, talking about Black Lives Matter, so it fit in. And I'm hoping to do something more. Yeah, I'm hoping to do something more with that, with Brown Soul. And so be on the lookout in 2016. I think that I'm going to try to, I've got to be kind of secretive, because I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we're trying to do something just to kind of, you know, promote, just to keep that going, so people really understand, you know, that you have a lot of families who are still very devastated. You know, the news keeps going, but there's, you know, there's people, there's families that are still really grieving, so we want to honor those families,
That's great. So we definitely look forward to it. So we'll definitely be on the lookout for that as well. You know,
exactly.
Like I said, we're your biggest fan here on Access Horizon on the show. So
you guys
we're
are
definitely
going to
be looking out for that, and keeping our listening audience updated as well. Right now, what I'd like to do is tell our listening audience about your new release that you're promoting at the moment. By Let Me, and tell us a little bit about that title.
Yeah, Let Me is, it's so funny, Let Me is a single that's on the album, but we actually have like 3 different versions of Let Me, which is amazing to me, and the album just got released, but Let Me is, the current single is produced by Kendall Duffy, who's with Cloud9, and he's one of the main producers on the album. And then he and I wrote the song. I did the lyrics, and he did the composition. And it was actually the very first song we wrote on the album, the very, very first one that we sat down and said, okay, let's go. Yeah. And, I mean, it was so strong when we did it. I was like, oh, my God. I was so excited, because I knew if this is what it's, you know, if this is what we're able to do and this is our very first song, think about, you know, you're just going to keep growing and, you know, getting more comfortable working together and writing together. So I was really excited.
Right.
But yeah, it's the current single, and actually there's 2 versions that are kind of rotating in radio right now. SiriusXM Music Choice. They're doing the regular version, which is just titled Let Me. But then there's a smooth jazz version that just started really hitting the smooth jazz radio stations, both satellite,
okay,
terrestrial, online. And it's already, I just got a chart thing yesterday from smoothjazz.com that it's reached number 33 in just like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So it's
really
doing really well.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
What I tell you I like to do, I like to give a hand for that one. Hey,
that's for real.
Yes. 33.
Yeah. Very excited. Very, very excited about it.
I know
it,
you are.
Yeah. So you just, that's what I said, it's crazy. Everything that's going on right now, I'm just like, what? But yeah, it's so and there is a remix also of it that was remixed by a producer, a French producer by the name of Tom Glide, and Tom is amazing, and you know, that's a real funky fun, and it's in nice rotation abroad in Europe and you know, in the UK and all of that. So
All right. Yeah, that's great. That's great, Kenya. You deserve it, and you shouldn't be surprised, because I know I'm not surprised. You know, you definitely have the talent, you know, and the music that you put out there is beautiful, you know. So right now, we let it out, listen, audience, wait long enough. Now we're going to play it here on our platform from your debut album, My Own Skin, by the one and only international recording artist, songwriter, best known for her jazz soul style, Kenya. That's right. And her song title is Let Me. We're going to make it happen. Little. Okay. You know, these computer things, sometimes we just got to. They want to go on their own. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. While we waiting for everything to
I might have to
right.
sing it. No, I'm just saying.
Okay, we might have to have you sing it. Okay? Oh, my goodness.
You might have to sing it live, Kenya. Sing it live.
Oh,
goodness.
Their
sound is good.
Let me show you
American.
My love. Every day.
right. That was Kenya with her single off of her debut album, My Own Skin, and the song title is Let Me. Beautiful, Kenya. I love it.
Yes, beautiful. As I said, I'm here on Jamaica Avenue in Queens, and I just had a couple. It was a couple that was listening to the song, and they was dancing to the song. But they were going to say something, but their bus came, so they had to get on the bus.
Okay, nice. Yeah, it's definitely a danceable track, so yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's it. It's also for you to vibe, you know? I'm sitting here like, zoning out. Very nice, very nice. I like the whole arrangement of the song as well. Kenya, before I'm going to bring in another call, I don't see a number. Good evening, you're on the Access to Rise Artist Show. Hello. Okay. They're not saying that. I don't see a number. Okay, I just want to make sure they're dropping, they're coming in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say something here. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, good.
Who's calling?
My name is Ann from Queens. I love the record. I really did. That was nice. I was bouncing to that.
Oh, good. Oh. Good. Hi, Ann.
Huh? That was. Is you have an album or something? Where can I buy this at?
Yeah, no, I have an album. The name of the album is My Own Skin, and if you want to download it, you can get it at iTunes.
iTunes,
you can
okay.
get it on Amazon. If you want, and actually, if you're old school like me and you actually want a CD,
uh-huh. I like a CD.
Order,
yeah, I like CDs.
You can order it. Yeah, you can order it online if you go to KenyaMJMusic.com. You can get a physical. Actually, I autograph the CDs that you buy from my website. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Really good music.
Yeah. Thank
Congratulations. That is really good stuff.
Thank you. How many records
do you have on your CD? How many songs is on the CD?
Oh, it's a nice full album. It's 15 songs, and if you get the album, there's a hidden track in there too. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will definitely be looking for you online. No, I'm gonna get a CD because CD's better.
Yeah,
if you
go online, you order it a physical CD at KenyaMJMusic.com. Yep.
Okay. And then you tell me about your tours and stuff.
I'm sorry, say it again.
But that's
your
what
tours.
I'm gonna have Kenya to provide with us before we hang up with her to provide where all our listeners can follow her at. Where she's going to be at coming up soon. So, you know, show's almost coming to an end. And for y'all new listeners out there, and Ann, I have you on the line, so you can stay on the line with us as well. We're listening to Kenya, our Arising Artist guest this evening. And right now, what she's going to do is let us know how we can find her, how we can follow her, and all her, different things, tours coming up.
Yeah, we have some really good stuff coming up. But, you definitely can go to my website, which is KenyaMJMusic.com, and KenyaMJMusic is the key word. So you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at KenyaMJMusic, and also on Facebook, KenyaMJMusic. And the album is available, like I said, if you download, it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, Google Play. I think it's even on Tidal. You can find it on Pandora.
Okay.
I mean, all of those good things, all the major outlets. And I'm going to be doing a tour that actually we're kicking off next week in Denver. I'm going home. Denver, Colorado is home for me. So
that's where
we're kicking it off.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's where I was raised. So our first stop will be there. And then I'm actually coming out to New Jersey, to Montclair, New Jersey, which is, you know, obviously right outside of New York City, a venue called the Dinker House. And then in October is where we really start hitting places. We'll be in Chicago, Philly, D.C., L.A., working on Atlanta. And then this is kind of unofficial, so don't anybody get mad at me if it doesn't happen, but unofficially, but I think we're close to officially. I am going to be doing a European tour as well. So I will be going.
Oh, wow.
To,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Cities. Yeah, I'm really excited about
Beautiful,
that. I'm just
Kenya.
praying that we're able to make it official. So
all right.
That
I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Trish, can you mute the phone? Okay. Yes.
Say it again.
Now, asking Trish, my co-host, to mute her phone. A lot of noise coming in. All our other listeners to hear everything, what's going on, you know, make sure they get it right and stuff.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so just if you go to that website, the whole tour is all listed on the website. Mm-hmm. So if you missed any of that, and, you know, like I said, we're going to pretty much a lot of the major cities, and, you know, all the venue information and ticket information is on my website, so you can find it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Again, yo, that's Kenya, M as in Mary, J as in John.
Yep.
Kenya MJ Music, right? Am I correct?
Yep, you're correct. It's Kenya MJ Music, .com, and Kenya MJ Music on Twitter and Instagram. And I do a lot of social media. It's a good and bad thing. It's a good thing because I love reaching out to people. It's a bad thing because it takes all my time.
Yes.
But definitely, you know, follow me on those.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you so much, Kenya, for joining us. And as always, we'll be following you. And also, I'm going to check it out for when you come to New Jersey. Because you know what? We may try to make it there.
I'm going to say, you guys have to come.
Yeah.
You're in New York. So I probably will be doing something eventually right in the city. But right now, you know, we'll be and a Dinker House in Montclair, New Jersey. It's a really cool, intimate spot. So I'll be able to really...
Okay.
Really, it's going
to
be stripped down, acoustic.
We're really going to try to make it.
Okay, beautiful.
We may surprise you. Okay, Kenya?
I would love that. Thank you guys for having me again.
Thank you so much, and we will look forward to having you back on our platform again, because you are definitely part of the family here on the Access to Rising Artist Show.
So, once again, everybody,
let's give Kenya a large, large round of hand, of course, please. Thank you so much, okay? Good luck.
Right,
many blessings, because I know you're going to be blowing up out there, Kenya.
I'm working hard, but thank you, guys. Thank you. Many blessings
It'll
to you,
It'll all
too.
Pay off. All right.
I pray so. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Ooh, that was beautiful. Very nice. That was a wonderful interview. And we have on the line also, join us right now. We may not go on the corner right now. Chief Cheetah Corner with Roxy Hill. Are you in the house?
Hey. I'm here.
Hello, Roxy.
Hello, missing person.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have a couple
Miss Noisy. Miss Noisy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out in the field.
I know.
I'm a field reporter. Well, our guests took up a lot of our time, which was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
Next week, we're definitely going to go into the Chief Cheetah Corner much earlier, with Roxy Hill. And
well,
hey.
For next 2 weeks, y'all on your own. I'm going on vacay.
Oh, no! I'm going on vacay
next 2 weeks. Keep your money in your pocket.
Where are you going?
Oh, Atlantic City, and then to Canada.
Oh, boy.
So keep your money in your pocket, people, until I get back.
Okay. Uh-huh. Because you're spending it all, huh?
Right, because I'm spending it all.
Exactly.
That's my field research to tell you what not to do. I have to do it, then tell you not to do it.
So this is a research trip.
This is a research thing, right.
It's all about business. Oh, okay, that's a
beautiful
thing. Right,
it's telling you what not to do. I'm going to get a big fight.
Come back and tell us. Exactly.
Right.
All right. Well, you have a enjoyable, safe
Thank
trip.
You. And everybody
and
have a good... have a good holiday. This weekend.
Yes, you too.
Everyone have a safe holiday.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, thank you so much. And we had a beautiful, beautiful show. Thank you, Kenya.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll see everyone next week. Stay blessed. Be safe. It's Labor Day weekend. I want y'all back here on air with us. Wow, Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. And for all other information, access to arisingartists.com.
Thank you for listening to the Access to Arising Artist Show.
where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.